Chapter 28. The three of them sat at a table at the Grey Gull. Jesse had thought about taking them to the Lobster Claw, but didn't want to press his luck. He'd managed to elude Dan Castro while he'd been there with Jim Penworth, and didn't think he would be able to avoid him on a second visit, especially not with Kayla and Dee in tow. This wasn't L.A., a place where beautiful women seemed to sprout from the soil. Jesse had often wondered what the experience was like for the women who flocked to Hollywood, the ones who had been the prettiest girls in their high schools, the ones who had won every local beauty pageant, the ones who had turned heads back home, when they came to the realization that every waitress and hostess they encountered in L.A. had been the prettiest or hottest or most talented girl in their towns. L.A. was a town that chewed up beautiful women, spit them out, and made no apologies. Jesse had tried discussing it with Jen, his ex, but as stunning as she looked, she was so insecure about her own career and appearance that it was impossible to scratch the surface. He wondered if it was the same as it had been for him when he showed up in Class A ball and every guy on the field had been all city, all county, all state. Now suddenly you were just another guy who had to prove himself all over again. Because this wasn't Hollywood, Jesse knew that word of his companions would soon spread from the front of the house to the back, and that within 10 minutes every male employee would be out to have a look for himself. He was right. By the time they had finished toasting, the entire kitchen staff had been out at the bar asking for a Coke or glass of juice, each one of them then taking a circle route back to the kitchen that included a close pass by the chief's table and a quick hello. "You're the most popular cop I've ever met, Jess," said Kayla. Dee agreed. "Very popular with the kitchen help, I see." "Uh-huh. Usually they stop to kiss my ring." He sipped his Black Label and soda. "So what is it exactly that you two are doing in my town?" "Doesn't everyone want to see paradise someday?" Dee said, smiling. The neon was on full power tonight. Kayla leaned in very close to him. "Vic said he was disappointed that you had to leave so suddenly. He had some business in Boston and figured he'd come up and visit with you when he was done. He sent us ahead." Jesse liked the way Kayla looked tonight, the way her perfume smelled on her skin of musk and fresh-cut grass. She seemed alive, untamed, more like the woman he had dated in Albuquerque than the vaguely sad woman he'd just seen in New York. All his life, he had been partial to blondes, the one big exception being Kayla. She was so intelligent, so well-bred, yet almost feral when they were alone together. Jesse had never forgotten that part of his past life. He had got over the sting of losing Kayla to Vic a long time ago. The sting of losing his career as a major league shortstop always overwhelmed everything else. Still, he remembered being with Kayla, and, right or wrong, if he harbored any lingering resentment, it was for Vic, not Kayla. Dee noticed Jesse's interest in Kayla and broke the spell. "We're kind of like advanced scouts." "Advanced scouts," he said. "Planning an invasion?" Dee arched an eyebrow. "Of sorts. We were hoping you'd give us a tour of paradise." Jesse frowned, caught himself, undid it, but not fast enough. Kayla said, "What's the matter, Jess? Something's wrong." "There's been a murder in town, a college girl." Kayla put her hand to her mouth. The light dimmed in her eyes. "That's why you had to rush back from the reunion." "Uh-huh." Dee asked a question she already knew the answer to. "Do you know who did it?" "We have a suspect we're looking for." "Not what I asked," Dee said, and then immediately regretted saying it. She was letting her training show. But all Jesse Stone said was, "No, it's not." "Sorry, Jess," Kayla said, placing her hand on Jesse's. She tried staring into his eyes, but he was somewhere else. He turned his hand over to clasp hers, and he brought his other hand over to cover hers. "Thanks. Things are still raw around here." Then he let her hand go. "But I can give you two a quick ride-along." Dee winked. "A ride-along. Sounds like fun." Kayla slapped Dee's wrist only half-playfully. "Take a cold shower, Dee. He means we can do a short tour of the town in his police car." Dee's eyes got big. "Can we use the siren and flash the lights?" Jesse shook his head and smiled. Let me go settle the bill. I'll meet you out front. As Jesse watched Kayla and Dee head for the exit, he got a funny feeling. He didn't believe in coincidences, and as stimulating as it was to see Kayla and Dee, he didn't much care for the timing of their visit. He hadn't seen Kayla or Vic in forever, and now here they were showing up on his doorstep 2 days removed from seeing them in New York. And there was something else, something about Dee that had gotten his attention, something that had nothing to do with her looks, but he couldn't quite put his finger on it. Not yet.